is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of the Walking Dead Recap Show. Now available on iTunes and, of course, audioboom.com. Make sure you check that out. Check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. On the top, it says podcasts. Click on that. That way you don't miss a show and you can subscribe to any of the shows that are there. In tonight's episode, I'm going to be giving my reaction, my feels for the episode called The Dam that aired Sunday, October 29th, just before Halloween. Episode 2. Oh, this was a freaking great episode. Another great episode. I even have it on the bottom. Great freaking episode with 2 exclamation points. I thought it was great. I really truly did. Rick's group attacking Negan's group at the warehouse. And then when they started dying, they started turning freaking zombies. So they started eating the bad guys. It's freaking awesome. I loved it when the saviors, they realized, they're like, they didn't need to kill. Oh, yeah, they were getting killed. Good stuff there. Let's see what else I put in here. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Jesus, he really got, I don't know about y'all, but he really got on my nerves in this episode. Truly, truly. When Tara and him find Negan's guy and Tara wants to kill him, which is the first time I've ever liked Tara because I'm not a fan of Tara at all. But she wants to kill everybody, all the saviors. And I don't blame her, and they should. But Jesus is trying to live up to his name and his golden lock flowing hair, which, by the way, he has great hair, wants to not kill him and kind of like, no, he wants to try to save him. What the hell? So he really got on my nerves because, you know, he actually gets grabbed by one of the guys, but of course he breaks free. And then Morgan, you know, wants to kill them too as well. And speaking of Morgan, it was just awesome when Morgan, they think Morgan's dead there at the warehouse, and he wakes up and Morgan turns into John Wick and just goes on this awesome killing spree, just shooting every savior till he sees the light at the end of the tunnel. And there are the surrendering saviors with Jesus and Tara and all them, and he wants to kill them. And Jesus once again steps in and says, what would Jesus do? And messes it all up. And I don't care. Some people out there might be thinking, well, Morgan's going crazy. He doesn't know any better. Yeah, no. Yeah, he might be crazy, but he's still right. Remember when he said that line? I might be crazy, but I'm still right. He was right. He is right. They should have killed everybody in there. They should have just lined everybody up and shot everybody because they would have done it to them. And we cannot remember. Forget it. What happened to Abraham and Glenn? So Jesus really got on my nerves in this episode. Let's see what else. Rick finding that dude in there, and they fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight, and then he kills that guy only to come to find out in the next room is a baby. My mouth dropped open. I was like, oh, this dude was just protecting his daughter. You could tell Rick felt like crap, but yeah, that happens. And then Morales from season 1 from Atlanta pulls a gun on Rick. What the hell is going on with this guy? I was hoping he would have been like, but, you know, survival, his family, he lost his family. It's obviously he lost his family. And has heard about Rick and thinks it's going to come out good if he brings Rick either alive or dead to Negan. And that's how the episode ends. Once again, this was a great episode. I'm trying to figure out, do I like this one better than the premiere episode? I'm looking at my notes here. I don't know, man, because it's in episode 1, the calculated moves and just see all the stuff happen, and then versus freaking Morgan going around. Yeah, that was just badass. Yeah, I don't know. I love them both. So that is it for episode 2. My feelings, as you can tell, I really enjoyed this episode. And so far, so good for season 8 of The Walking Dead. I know some people out there not liking it. I don't care. I like it. Now, if you want to check out some of my old podcasts with my friends, go check out my blog once again, iWatchMike.com. You can go there on the top. You can see where it says podcasts. Boom, there it is. Shout outs to my peeps, Kristen, according to Kristen.com. She was trying to be with me on these, but I didn't bother calling her because she's just too good for me. Brancy, I don't even know what she's doing. I think she got married and has 3 kids already. And Jesus, I have no idea what the hell Jesus is doing. I have no idea. But yeah, so those are my peeps. Dysfunctional.com, that's Jesus's blog. The VRO.com, that's Branty. And according to Kristen.com, is Kristen's, which I already said, but I'm saying it again. And that is it, people. If you want to check me out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff and everything else, it's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. Go there, follow me. I will follow you back. Coming up, another episode, season 3, Monsters of the Walking Dead.